Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Oliver Suarez, host of The Gathering. Welcome to our fourth episode, if I am not mistaken. Today, we have the superintendent of schools here in Dartmouth, Bonnie Gifford. It was a pleasant interview. I feel like I could have gone more in depth with certain topics, but I hope all of you enjoy nonetheless. So may I present to you Bonnie Gifford.
Who knows what dastardly crime might perpetrate next?
He's a very clever arch criminal who must be put away. Another innocent victim.
I don't know what you...
So, when you were a kid, even going back from elementary to high school, was there a teacher that you grew really close to or inspired you, or even now, as you're looking back on it, with hindsight, do you feel like there was a teacher that inspired you or drew you to this position just because of how they were?
That's a good question. I guess I can't really say, consciously, I think that, but I can certainly think back on a few teachers that I certainly respected very much, and I think had a good impact on me. And I always go back to my second grade teacher. Her name was Mariette Payne. I think you remember either really positive moments in your life and really negative ones, and because I don't remember much of anything else, I always say my memory is gone, but. I remember being on the playground one day, and something had happened, and that part I don't remember, but this sounds silly, but she took my hand. I hear I was a little second grader, right? And she just walked me right into the building. So I think that made a big impact, because I always talk about it, and I never forget it. And she was just kind and really was the kind of person that formed really good relationships with kids. So. That, and then high school, I think I was an athlete in high school, and my coach, Joan Coppender at the time at Westport High, she was just, it was the kind of a core group of kids, and we all played all the sports together, and I think she just took us under her wing as, you know, we became a real family in a way. We were always together, and she was smart and had a lot of integrity, and I don't know. So I think probably those two people, I remember a lot about that, you know.
So going up to high school, I'm a senior myself,
yeah.
And I guess other seniors are still going through the college process.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you?
Yeah. You know, I think I look at the kids today, as you said, you're a senior and our guidance department and how hard they work to... let kids know what's out there and give them access to things and help and guide them. I didn't have that in high school, to tell you the truth. So I think it was really all self-propelled. My parents, neither one of them graduated from college. They were both high school grads at the time and didn't really, their big advice was, you're just going to college. It wasn't what kind of profession you might be involved in or where you could go or that kind of thing.
It was just as long as you went to college,
right.
That would be the...
Yeah. So I can't say that it was a lot of guidance or whatever. And to tell you the truth, I originally started at Bridgewater one semester with early education. And then I just didn't like going there. So I left and came back, and I said, well, I'll go to the college next door, and basically opened the course catalog and just picked something. It was accounting. So luckily I got into education after the fact, and that's where I what I love.
So going into college and going into that new education environment, what was some of the most stressful things that you had to overcome during that time?
Wow. I think for me, probably the first thing, as I said, going to Bridgewater was I was commuting, and I never felt, you know, it's about 45 minutes from Westport to Bridgewater, about. I never felt part of the campus. I never felt that I was able to build relationships with a lot of students. So I think that was partly why I left there, where, again, coming from a small high school, small town, lived in Westport my whole life, had great friends and great relationships, and then to enter that where you're kind of feeling lost in a way. But after that, once I left and came back and then headed off to, as I said, it was SMU at the time, that kind of all smoothed out because maybe I grew up too. Yeah.
So now I want to move to you actively in education. How did you jump in to this? I know you mentioned that you got a teaching degree and you were doing the substitute thing, but what really motivated you to go straight for it?
Yeah, to keep going, right? Yeah. First, once I was teaching, obviously the relationships that I was able to form with students, you just can't say enough about that, and it stays with you forever. So I think once you're feeling like you have some kind of impact on kids, you just want to stay with it, especially as a special education teacher. I tell the story often about one of my students who was also my son's best friend. I had him for a number of years, and he had a reading problem. And as a special ed teacher, I was able to teach him how to read, where he then came back to me in his 20s, and he always called me Miss Giff. You know, Miss Giff, Miss Giff, he said, I can read chapter books now. And it was that kind of feeling that, and I know most teachers get that at some point in their life. They feel that. So once I was involved in teaching and just started to love it, and the day-to-day and never knowing what kind of impact you might have on a student, it was something that just grabs you. But I never thought I'd leave the classroom to go into administration, ever. It was just nothing I thought about. But one day, something just started stirring in my head to say, I started looking at either a doctorate in education or a law degree.
So you switched from teaching to administration,
right? Right.
During the interim period between you getting after your master's?
Yeah, after my master's. So I started with the doctorate, and really I was still teaching at the time. And then, of course, once I finished it, it was like, okay, I guess you got to do something with this now. So
what was a real roadblock for you at that? And what was... Because you didn't mention that you actually really were immediately going for a doctorate in teaching, but what was like the roadblock that said, oh, wait, I can do so much more here than where I am right now? What was the thing that triggered that?
Boy, I think maybe just I'm the kind of person that throughout my life, whatever I was going to do, I wanted to get to the top of that. And I think that was the same thing in my profession, that, okay, what's the end game that you could possibly achieve in your profession? What kind of leadership role could you achieve? And obviously it was kind of I wasn't even thinking superintendent at the time, but a principal. And then I think it was one of those things, once you got going, it was like a whirlwind. You just kept going, and no, here
I am. You just didn't want to stop. It's
right.
One of those... Right. You just found that inspiration and you just latched onto it. And I was like, this is something that I can do. And
yeah, you're right.
So approaching where we are now, you are currently the superintendent. What's like the current state of affairs in here? How do you feel we are doing?
I think fantastic. I'm in my fourth year now here. And, you know, the first couple, you're forming relationships with people. You're really getting to know the system. What do we have that's strong? What do we have that we need to improve on? All of those kinds of things. So I think we did a lot of that kind of culture building and relationship building over the first few years. And I think now we have so many good systems in place. I mean, you look at the work we're doing around STEM and innovation. And you know, I was just over in Mr. Brodsky's class and the students making, designing and using all these great pieces of equipment to create tables for our innovation lab. This room we have, the media room, our curriculum that's been really, really aligned much more than it has been in the past across all of our elementary schools, which is so important because it creates equity for all of our kids that, you know, we all feed into the same middle school and the same high school. So let's give everybody the same foundation, that strong building. So and the work that this district has been doing since I came on board in social, emotional, mental health, and really trying to support students and staff. So I think those are some of the big, really positive, powerful things that are happening here.
What problems do you feel like were solved within these past 4 years? Because you did say you've only been here for 4 years, but in that 4 years, so much has changed about the Dartmouth school system. Mm-hmm. What were the problems that you saw and that you strove to change in that short period of time?
I think one of the things, and just so you know, when a superintendent comes into a district, one of the first things you do is really do like a listening tour kind of thing. Anybody in a new place, right? You want to hear what's happening and what people's ideas are and people's thoughts about what you just said. Are there problems? Are there good things? One of the things we saw was really what I talked about a minute ago, was the lack of curriculum alignment that had gone on mostly across the elementary, because it's hard to bring different buildings together and find time for folks to meet. So I think that was one of the big things we attacked. We also have gotten to the point where we're really prompting teachers to really look more at their data. So, for example, we saw some things we didn't quite like in a couple of the departments, like, are our kids really achieving highly in math or English or whatever it was? So we started to do a little bit deeper dive into data, and with that, our teachers have really grabbed onto that to be able to adjust their practices in accordance with that to help kids do better. And then I think just the culture building as far as, again, strengthening relationships and really having building trust amongst, you know, and you're a senior, so you don't really remember probably, but just before I came in, there was a lot of movement in administration, a lot of turnover. So now since I've been here, we've built a solid team. So that's so important too. You know how it is, if you keep changing players, how can you...
You can't build something stronger if everything is constantly changing.
Right, right. So that's been good.
For this year and next year, since I'm not going to be here next year, everyone needs a goal to achieve something, but what's your goal to see for the school system in general?
I think right now is even strengthening our vertical pathways. Like you know, at the high school, we've developed some really succinct pathways, whether it's computer science, the engineering, those kinds of things. So to even bring that down to the lower levels where our school, middle school, for example, is really getting kids ready to choose those pathways. Because what we think those do for students is, unlike some students that they're dead set, they know where they're going, they know college is their thing or whatever it might be, or military, we always find that there's some in the middle that are kind of floundering, and can we give them enough foundation and skills here so that they can immediately either go into a quick maybe a two-year certificate program or an apprenticeship program and get a job right away. So I think strengthening that vertical alignment and pathways and continuing to innovate and really helping teachers think outside the box.
Bonnie, thank you, Ms. Gifford, sorry. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, that was awesome. I can't believe how fast that time went. Thanks so much.
I will see all of you next time. I don't even know who I'm going to be interviewing. I will let you know later. Until next time.
flying up ahead. We won't stop moving, feels too good for that. So good. Feeling alone, taking over. A heart's getting closer and closer. I can't get enough of times of getting lost with you. Getting lost with you. I promise to be there in every single way. We're doing this together, every step we take. Closer to each other.